Well, here it is, our latest recording of Tales of the Whales. Now, this is a podcast that you may not have heard before, or you may have heard it before, where Lady W and I just ramble on.
Boringly.
Boringly, quite often, it has to be said, about what we've done over the last week. Sort of led by the fact that I'm terminally ill. Now, this isn't supposed to sound crass, although it probably is. But I've now been terminally ill for, well, nearly 5 years.
An interminably long time.
Yeah, and annoying you more every day. I mean, she even mentioned the D word yesterday.
I was joking.
But it when you are given a diagnosis, I mean, I had my first introduction to cancer was 25 years ago. And I remember the oncologist said to me, well, you might live 2 years. You might live 20. And I did. And then it came back after 20 years. And this time, I think at the first introduction, I was given 4 or 5 months, wasn't I?
Yes.
And
actually,
Nobody knows. Sorry.
Well, without any treatment or anything.
Yeah. So when you're told that there is no cure for the cancer that you have and it's gone past that stage, you know, you carry on. And it's part of your life. And I went to see the oncologist this week. I'm getting all the cancer bit out of my head now while I can remember.
Yeah.
And I went to see the blood specialist and we had a chat. I think the only thing I remember out of it about going through the drugs you're on and all that and whether you should increase some, decrease others, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
But he decided to leave it all as it was, didn't he?
Yeah, he said, leave it as it is. He said, I'm looking at what's wrong with you on the screen and looking at you as a person, and I think there are two different people. I don't know what that was meant to mean, but...
You always get that. People always think you don't look like you're ill.
No, and I think quite a lot of people probably in the same situation. But
then again, everyone's the same. When you go out, you kind of, you know, put on a brave face and spruce yourself up a bit. Sometimes when you're pottering around at home, I can tell you're poorly.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not well. That's for sure. But, yeah, you just get on with it. So this is the whole point. We talk about it for 20 minutes.
I guess the difference is that you probably know what you're going to die from.
Well, yeah.
And I don't at the moment. That's all.
But everybody,
what we both will die.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't think about and talk about death in this country. It's not part of our culture, is it? Like in other countries, you live your life to die in some ways. And then when you die, everybody else has a huge celebration.
Well, death is just a part of being alive, really.
Well, exactly.
The end bit.
You know, and it's no, people say, oh, you're brave or whatever. It's nothing. It's just coming to terms with it. Unfortunately, we live in a time now when if you get a bit depressed, you've got mental health problems.
And we're very lucky that these days there are so many amazing treatments that do, you know, keep you going for a lot longer than you would have done, 10 years ago. You probably wouldn't be here.
No.
In the same time span that you had now, because the treatments weren't available, and they're amazing treatments now.
Yeah, and each person who is in a situation like I am has somebody like you, who people tend not to think about, but it's worse in many ways worse for you than it is for me. And we've both been at both ends of it, if you like. But still, anyway, not to get too depressed, because I could get depressed today, but that would be because it is grey and drizzly and horrible.
And I think definitely having Radley and Mulberry in the house has kept you busy this week.
Gosh, I am absolutely knackered. We adopted two new dogs, Mulberry and Radley. They're 7 years old and they are amazing.
They're very lovely. They've settled in really, really well. But you're having to do like dinners.
Well, you did take them to work with you one day, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. And they didn't mind that.
No, they were very good.
What I'm concerned about now, Radley, who I think of as my dog, is now sitting behind you.
Well, yeah, but they were both with you all night last night.
I know. I had
a lovely big empty bed.
Did you?
I did.
Well, no, I got pushed out of bed. I thought, I'll come and bunk in with you. Oh, I don't think you can use that sort of expression anymore, can you?
I think that's probably fine.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It would have been bad if I'd said bunk up with you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, slightly different beat in there.
Anyway, because, you know, there's so much wokery around these days. You've got to be so careful about who you offend. Really?
I think you like to offend as many people as you can.
If given the chance. Do you know, these are amazing dogs. And when Daisy died just 2 weeks ago, we thought, well, I'm talking a lot more than you, and I'm not sure why.
I think you normally talk a lot more.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh. But we were going to leave it for a few months, weren't we? And your sister found these two, Daisy, which we've renamed Mulberry, because you like handbags.
Yeah, and Daisy was Daisy. We couldn't have another Daisy.
It would be very sad.
But she's adapted to her new name instantly. She now comes to... She worked out really quickly that that's what I get a treat if I come over if you say Mulberry.
Not only that, she looks very much like Daisy looked.
Yes.
And has a similar personality.
Yes, I think it's Daisy and Lulu have inhabited Mulberry.
Yeah.
So
Radley, I'm not sure. Radley is a one-off.
But he's been to the groomers. Mm. He had a lovely spa day.
Yeah.
And Mulberry's going to the groomers on Monday because obviously he had to fit them in at short notice because they needed a bit of a...
Well, I think after they've been...
And our lovely lady groomer up the road, she's amazing, and she just slotted them in for us.
Yeah, and Radley just looks like not a different dog because he's got such a strong personality. Maybe we should do a podcast about dogs.
Yeah, that would be fun. That'd be more fun than doing one about cancer.
Yeah, but, you know, everything helps, whatever you talk about. I noticed somebody put on social media something about, haven't you two got anything more important to worry about than the death of your dog the other day.
Did we say that last week?
Well, there are a couple more similar things saying, I do wish people felt as strongly about children that need rehoming rather than animals.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want a child around.
Would I? I think that's called adoption, and I think it's a lot more complicated. I think, actually...
We're too old for all that shenanigans.
Oh, no.
Been there and done that.
Yeah, we've done our bit to prolong the
human race,
yeah. And then sometimes you think, should we?
Passed on some dodgy genes.
A lot of dodgy genes, yeah. But apart from that, we've had quite a quiet week, haven't we, really?
Well, I've been to work. I've been very busy at work.
Oh, I've been to work as well, haven't I?
Yeah.
And to the hospital.
You haven't been to work, have you?
Oh, didn't I?
I think so.
Didn't I go to work on Monday or not?
I don't think you did.
Do you know...
I think you've got a little bit delirious. You did go to the hospital on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe right. You did. I don't think you went to work on Monday, but I'm not sure.
I thought I did something on Monday. Anyway, there is that problem of Anno Domini. Getting old.
Oh, is that what that means?
Well, I don't know, but a doctor's used it on me a couple of times now. Said, you have to take Anno Domini into account.
All right.
And I said...
look up what that means. My Latin O level is failing me badly here.
You are in your 70s,
obviously,
after all.
Obviously, Anno is year, but I don't know what Domini mean.
I mean, it's just getting old, isn't it, really? And the thing about getting old is your brain doesn't get any older. So you still feel like you're able to do what you did when you were a teenager.
You must be really quite grateful to be getting old.
I see what you mean. And actually, that is an extremely good point.
Getting old is a luxury that not everybody has.
If you begin, and everybody with a terminal illness of whatever kind must occasionally feel sorry for themselves because that's only human nature.
Of course.
And then if you think about people 20 years younger than you or even cancer case children,
yeah.
Who are, then you think, I've reached my 70s.
Yeah, what have you got to moan about?
Exactly. So I don't. And I mean, I know it keeps me in my place on social media when I've really wound somebody up on my program.
Oh,
they said, when on earth is this cancer going to kick in? And you don't like those sort of...
I don't really look at the social media thing too much.
Yeah, no, because you let it get to you. I've told you, don't. You can't go around and whip all of them.
No, I just do the block thing on anyone who says anything mean.
I sometimes if I'm sitting here thinking I'm a bit bored or whatever, I'll go on to X and...
No, but you love it.
I do.
You sit there chuckling away to yourself. Oh, he's called me a cunt.
Did you use a word... No, never mind.
People are always calling you that.
Yeah, I know. I know. The beauty about social media is, although the government think they can control it or will be able to, they won't. And the thing that everybody have to learn, you have to have far more lessons in school about how to use control and not be affected by what some people say on social media. So it's actually automatically like every single person becomes a celebrity on their social media. And so everybody now could face the sort of things that you imagine politicians and the things that people say about them on their own personal chat. Pretty horrible, some of them.
Mm.
I mean, really horrible. Too horrible for me to even mention. And you probably find out it's a 15-year-old who's sitting in their bedroom doing it. Because I think... somebody,
well, you wouldn't ever know, would you?
No. Somebody once told me, if somebody's really got it in for you, the last thing they do is say anything.
Right.
Sorry, that was... what are you...
I'm just going to... Her collar's a bit loose.
I don't think it is. It's just...
Yeah, look at that. That's...
Yeah, but it won't go over. We had... We're now talking dog issues, and we have different views on collars. But...
yes, I think they're very handy things to have on your dog because they tell them people where they live.
Yeah.
And your phone number. And also, if they do... run off a little bit, you can grab them by it in an emergency.
Yeah. In fact, when...
And they look smart.
Well, the collars you bought them look smart, slightly
but
ostentatious.
But because you're so anti-collar, you secretly loosen them up so that they just actually come off.
I seriously don't. I mean, sometimes I might loosen, but I check to see that they don't...
No, but that's fine. She's got... Look, there's two fingers gap there now. That's completely...
I think you should have three.
Well, I can do three.
Yeah, well, you've got small hands.
Yeah, that's fine. So there's plenty of room there. That doesn't need loosening.
Let me try slipping three in. I can get four in.
It's not meant to be that way, darling. It's meant to be...
Oh, isn't it?
On top of each other, not flat.
Mulberry.
Anyway.
Whoa.
On that note, so medically wise, not much to report. You just went to see the blood doctors to check that you're not getting blood clots and things like that.
Does blood clots caused by the cancer or by the medication?
Combination, but the cancer mainly.
Right, okay.
And then next week, Tuesday, it's Oncologist Day.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the week, we're going away on a little break.
Just for a couple of days, yeah.
For a couple of days with Keith and Ruth.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, we're going to deepest, darkest Dorset.
Yeah. Because that's another problem, I suppose. When you have a terminal illness, and that word terminal, because everybody's terminal, aren't they?
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
But if you have an illness where you could die at any moment, you could have an accident where you could die at any moment, insurance to go abroad is ridiculous.
It is. And also, when you're of a certain age, it goes up a bit too.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't reached
so
that.
So combination of factors makes it prohibitive. But there's lots of nice places to go in England or France.
Yeah. And France is kind of England, but just,
it's not far enough away to work.
You know, it's England without England.
Yeah, I could always just pop you in the boot and drive you home if there's
a problem. Yeah. Don't ever, you know, otherwise it's not worth it's thousands and thousands to bring a body back when you could just stick it. Oh, we better not go down this line.
Put you in the passenger seat.
Yeah, you could do that as well, couldn't you?
He's just a heavy sleeper.
Oh, dear. I think we better go before we get into trouble.
Yes.
Okay, listen, have a good week. And if you're dealing with, not only with cancer, but a disease that is going to be life-limiting, that's a good term they use sometimes to be, you know, life-limiting.
Yes, it's a nice way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah. There will probably be, I'm
and it's
sure.
It's onomatopoeic.
It's what? What did you just say? I wish you'd keep to the sort of short four-letter words. I understand them better. Anyway, there'll be a charity, and the charity that we have for those of us suffering with kidney cancer, which is the cancer that I have, Just check out your charity. And ours is kidneycanceruk.org. And you can find out all about the help that is available there for people with kidney cancer. And if you have a different sort of cancer, there will be a charity that will look after you as well.
Yeah.
And the Macmillan nurses do a brilliant job.
Oh, the Macmillan nurses are wonderful.
Yeah. You can finish it.
Yes. And so on that note, goodbye till next week.
Bye-bye.